Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Leadership from the Heart, the podcast that dives deep into the world of operational focused leadership. I'm your host, Romy Montperus, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on the journey of discovery, growth, and transformation. In each episode, we'll explore the essential principles of effective leadership that not only drive results, but touch the very core of human connection. At Leadership from the Heart, we believe that leadership is not just a title, it's a commitment to inspire, empower, and guide with authenticity and compassion. Welcome back, listeners, to another enlightening episode of Leadership from the Heart. I'm your host, Romy, and today we're diving deep into the ability to build high-performing teams. At Leadership from the Heart, we're dedicated to helping leaders build and rebuild cultures, unlock authentic power, and embrace people-first leadership. In today's episode, we'll explore strategies and insights to transform a group of individuals into a cohesive, high-performing team. So let's get started. Learning how to build a strong team is invaluable for a leader as it yields numerous benefits. A strong team not only enhances productivity and efficiency, but it also fosters a positive work environment where employees feel valued and motivated. Effective team building skills enable leaders to leverage diverse talent, leading to innovative problem solving and creative solutions. Strong teams are more resilient in the face of challenges and can adapt to change more readily. Moreover, by nurturing a cohesive team, leaders can delegate responsibilities, freeing up their own time to focus on strategic leadership tasks, ultimately leading to improved organizational performance and success. Building high-performing teams is not just about assembling a group of talented individuals. Just like in sports, assembling a team of all-stars does not guarantee success. Cohesion is key, with every member of the team playing their designated role for the greater good. It takes an exceptional leader to bring together talented individuals and harmoniously balance their skills to create a masterpiece of teamwork. It's about creating a collective force that's greater than the sum of its parts. But how do we achieve this synergy? Leadership plays a pivotal role in shaping teams. Leaders should set this vision, create a supportive environment, and inspire individuals to work together towards common goals. As a leader, understanding your team's needs and the type of personalities that contribute to the success is paramount. Individuals often rely on their preferred characteristics when collaborating with others. Some of the key traits that are essential for constructing high-performing teams include visionary leaders, problem solvers, effective communicators, organizers, motivators, empathetic members, and decision makers. Note, for a complete list of all 16 essential characteristics, you can visit our website using the link provided in the show notes. It's important to note that you don't necessarily need all 16 individuals on your team, as many team members will possess multiple traits. However, striving to encompass as many of these characteristics as possible can be highly beneficial. Take a look at your team members to identify those who naturally exhibit certain characteristics. If you find gaps, consider this an opportunity for growth and development, rather than an indication to increase headcount or remove certain team members. Encourage your team to stretch their abilities and cultivate the characteristics necessary for a thriving, high-performing team. This presents a valuable opportunity for personal and professional development. As in everything, effective communication is the cornerstone of any successful team. Leaders must encourage open dialogue, active listening, and clear expectations. Reoccurring meetings is a good way to touch base with the team and get any updates that are needed. It's also a great time to realign your team, set new expectations, and openly recognize your team members. Trust is the foundation of high-performing teams. Leaders should create a culture of trust and psychological safety, where team members feel safe to take risks, share ideas, and make mistakes without fear of retribution. Conflict is inevitable, but they can be constructive. Leaders should guide their teams to resolving the conflict productively, using them as opportunities for growth and learning. I often use my bringing everyone to the table method during conflict. The table may not be real, but we arrange ourselves in a circular formation to discuss differings of opinions and identify origins of miscommunication. It's imperative for the leader to maintain a neutral stance during these discussions and facilitate the discovery of common ground. Finding the common ground and allowing the involved members to thoroughly express themselves is crucial. When it seems like the conversation has reached its end, I often pose the question, "And what else?" This simple question often reveals additional underlying issues behind the conflict. And since we've already begun, it's worthwhile to address them all. Diversity and inclusion within teams can lead to innovation and creativity. Leaders should champion D&I and ensure that all voices are heard and valued. Teams thrive when they have a shared sense of purpose and shared values. Leaders should align the team around a compelling mission and a set of core principles. I recommend coming up with core principles as a team. Some trainings call them TOGs, which are team operating guidelines. I find the method to be super helpful. For example, the last team I led, we came up with TOGs that included things like always assuming positive intent. We committed to answering emails within 24 hours. We committed to active listening to team members without interruption, etc. The team chose their top core principles and the TOGs were established and held. This agreement between team members resulted in a highly effective and harmonious team dynamic. High-performing teams are empowered to make decisions and take ownership of their work. Leaders should delegate responsibilities and allow team members the autonomy to excel. While recognizing and celebrating their achievements, both big and small, this can boost team morale and motivation. Leaders should express gratitude and acknowledge the contributions of their team members. As previously mentioned regarding the characteristics needing to build high-performing teams, it is crucial to recognize that this is a continuous journey. Leaders should actively promote a culture of ongoing learning and improvement, remaining adaptable in the face of evolving circumstances as a team. Taking inventory of the characteristics embodied by the team and assessing their strengths is a pivotal task for leaders. To simplify this process, consider using the straightforward 1-3 rating system. In this system, a rating of 1 indicates that the characteristic is not present or minimally present, while 3 signifies that it's highly present. The rating system offers leaders a clear starting point, allowing them to pinpoint areas for improvement without the unnecessary complexities. WorkStyle.io has case studies that I came across, and it gives excellent examples of teams that have worked together to change the world. One of my favorite case studies was found in nature. Think of geese, for example. Each winter, they flock and work together in order to achieve the common goal. Workstyle.io has case studies that I came across, and it gives an excellent example of teams that work together to change the world. One of my favorite case studies was found in nature. Think of geese, for example. Each winter, the flock work together in order to achieve their common goal, reaching their seasonal destination. Communicating by honking at one another, they encourage those who appear to be losing momentum or getting tired. Or by flying in a V-shaped formation, the geese reduce the drag for those who are falling behind. The same principles could be implemented in an organizational team, or by nurturing a team mentality. All members share a common goal and feel supported by one another. Google's Project Aristotle has highlighted the fact that when individuals join an organizational team, they do not want to leave their individuality and personality at home. People want to be their true selves and feel that they are free to share ideas and thoughts in a psychologically safe environment. Communication, empathy, and mutual understanding all create productive environments for increased performance and job satisfaction. By understanding each other's work styles, strengths, and attributes, work stops becoming an act of labor and becomes a collective goal or mission. No man or woman is an island. Business is a team sport. As we conclude today's episode, remember that building high-performing teams is both an art and a science. It requires leadership from the heart, grounded in authenticity and a genuine commitment to the well-being and success of every team member. Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Leadership from the Heart. We hope that you've gained valuable tools and inspiration to transform your leadership approach and create lasting impact within your organization. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback means the world to us and helps us reach more aspiring leaders like you. Remember, leadership is a journey and one that we're all on together. So until next time, lead with purpose, lead with empathy, and lead from your heart. This is Romy Montperus signing off, reminding you that your leadership has the power to shape a brighter future for all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.